I'm Dave, Reggie Mornings on Apple Rocks, yeah. United 3, another great Equinox station. Thank you everybody for coming out. I gotta tell you, I'm a little starstruck myself. I'm just rubbing elbows with Debbie. I shook Joey's hand, oh my god. We're going to celebrate 50th anniversary of the British invasion. If you're looking for money, I'm a disc jockey. I don't think that one.
That's the one I wanted to go to. Oh, was one.
We got to thank these guys. We really do. Joey, Denny, Terry. Oh, my God. If you remember the early 60s, rock and roll was still on corporate. These guys brought it back to us.
And then Boss here.
And your contemporaries. Thank you so much.
It's going to be all.
They went to the
movie. You know,
well, we saw the one
guy. That was supposed to be the next Beatles.
That's the one I wanted to
do. When they were coming up first, you know, we thought it was going to be the Monkees. They're going to be the next Beatles.
Yeah. And then,
then these guys came along. They were singing a Paul McCartney song. They were on Apple Records. I mean, come on. Everybody, Joey Mullen, you know him?
That's all I have to say. Shut the fear, just go stronger every day. Just one day before I go. Special love you have for me. saint of his reign and say, people say it's a lovely day outside. It's only for the ride. I don't mind if people find me lazy. I could say it's only for the fun. Step inside and see if I can make you move. After all, it's only just begun. But you don't know me. It's all I learned. You can't show me. I can't find. Days, nights, all right, it's easy. Hello, everybody. So, yeah, my name's Joe Holland, and I joined this band, Badfinger, in 1969. It's in Liverpool, really, knocking around with some mates, having a good time. And I got a phone call to go down and audition for this band. They were called the Ivies. And they made this record, Paul McCartney's. You know Paul McCartney, don't you? The lead written this song called Coming Gay. And he'd taken the Ivies in the studio and made this record with them. And it was going to be a big giant hit, everybody said. Well, for some reason, right then, right at that point, they fired the bass player. And the guitar player in the band decided he was going to play the bass. Yeah? So they called me to go down and play the guitar, right? I auditioned a bunch of people, didn't really work. But so they called Joe. So Joe went down with his tools and everything. And I got the job. Yeah, the record came out, massive hit all over the world, hit in America, hit in Australia, England, France, Germany, everywhere in the world, yeah, big hit. We go down to Apple Records, which is like the Beatles company at the time, you know, they had this record label, and we go in, and there's George Harrison. Do you know who George Harrison is? Skinny guy, he's playing guitar, I mean, and George is there, and he comes over to us, he's all excited, you know, because we're on Apple Records, and he owns Apple Records with the rest of the Beatles, and so it's a big hit record for him as well, so he's really excited. And he's jumping and dancing and everything, and he's telling us how great it's going to be, and we're going to be millionaires, and there's going to be girls hanging on us, it's going to be great. We're going to have big houses and Ferraris and guitars for days, just fantastic. Just like all you guys out there. And just a knockout. The only drawback, he says, to the whole thing is you've got to play that song every day for the rest of your life. In this very, very wise, this is it.
Produced by George Harrison in the studio, played a bit of slide on it. But as you can see, George isn't here today, so we're just kind of going to play the song for you. It's called, I'll show you that song. It's called Day After Day, I hope you're right.
Every day my mind is all around you.
couple of acoustic songs. Now, do you like acoustic songs?
Yeah!
Thank you very much.
Might be a prophet, maybe a king.
might be a poet. You might bring some kind of question. You might say, still got a walk out in the rain. You might find shelter. Now again, somebody listens, my friend. Might find you don't know where to begin. Somehow you start it going. Searching for truth, you might hear things that might have a clue. You still gotta walk out in the rain. You might find a shelter. Somebody listens, my friend. Might find you don't know where to begin. Somehow your story's all in. You still gotta walk out in the rain. You still gotta walk out. Still gotta walk out. Still gotta walk out. Still gotta walk out in the rain.
Thank you very much. Thank you. A couple of friends are going to come on play with me now. This is Paul Davey. This is my good friend Mike Ricard, who's a Binghamton boy. I'm going to do, two or three more songs now. This next one is a song you probably know by everybody else in the world who've recorded it, and thousands of people have. We were working in the studio in 1972 or something like that. And Peter, our guitar player, had an idea for a song, and Tommy had an idea for a song, and our manager said, why don't we try sticking them together, and maybe we can make a song out of it. The record, we made an album at the time. And we did. We worked on it for a couple of hours, and we put it on the album. We forgot about it, a little bluesy kind of love song. And we just forgot about it, though. A couple of years later, Ari Nielsen recorded it, a smash hit record, and loads of people have recorded it since then, and I'm going to play you our version of it now, the Bad Finger version of it, and it's a song called Without You, and I hope Peter Ham and Tommy Evans wrote this, recorded by Bad Finger. Well, I can't forget to see you and your face as you leave. But I guess that's just the way the story goes. You always smile, but in your eyes, the sorrow shows. Yes, it shows. Well, I can't forget tomorrow. Think of all my sorrow. I had you there, and then I let you go. And now it's only fair that I should let you know what you should know. I can't live
without you. I can't live.
This is a song about being on the road, it's called Sweet Tears. It was like this.
Oh,
Kiss me, kiss me.
bless you.
Thank you. Hey, listen, thank you all for coming out and having a great time tonight. Summerfest 2014. You guys have a good time? You want to see Manny, Terry, and Joey? They're going to be over at the merch table. They've got some autographs they can do and everything. It's going to be so cool. Go over there and buy stuff. Thank each one of those guys for coming to Binghamton. That is just absolutely awesome. Thank you, Joey, Terry. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much, Lenny, as well. Thank you for great careers and enjoying us here in Binghamton. We'll see you tomorrow morning on the air on Cool 106.7. Drive careful. If you had too much, take a cab. Thank you to the venue and everybody else, all our sponsors, John and everybody else. Thank you.